Smart foreign workers are in high demand.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And for the first time since 2008, federal officials expect the 85,000 visas for skilled foreign workers will be snapped up in just a few days. The application season started yesterday for jobs that begin in October or later, and officials think the quota for H-1B visas will have been reached by Friday. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
For some, demand for these visas is a very nice sign.
This is encouraging for the economy. It's also encouraging for young workers.
Tom Kokan is a management professor at MIT. The professor says recruiters have come back to campus on the lookout for students studying science, technology, engineering, and math. A recent paper from the Brookings Institution found that those industries, nicknamed STEM, make up about two-thirds of all visa applications. Brookings' Neil Ruiz says the visa cap can be a real problem.
Especially in the heartland, there's a huge demand for STEM workers in particular, and they really just can't find local workers to fill those job needs.
MIT's Tom Kokan understands some businesses truly can't find who they're looking for, but he also points out that a number of employers wind up paying foreign workers below what the company pays U.S. workers.
I worry that it also is a cheap alternative and sometimes a revolving door where companies hire the temporary workers at a lower wage.
Kokan says as Congress tackles immigration reform, he hopes lawmakers take a closer look at how to improve the foreign visa program. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.